My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, we're back. 10 Barrel Brewing. We're partying. We're drinking pub beer. I just was out on the phone again. They came up a little bit. My offer from Mountain Bachelor has still not been accepted, but I'm working on it.
Vancouver Ford text line, the guy says, also, I'm not full of crap here. My dude really is high up there. He said, here's the text that I got from my buddy. You want to buy it? Couple hundred mil and a bunch of deferred maintenance. Could be an adventure.
Well, then I'm out.
We'll see what happens when you go down there this weekend. Just find it suspicious you're going down to Mount Bachelor.
Well, I'm going to, I'm going in the vicinity of Mount Bachelor.
Well, that's how deals get made, right?
That's right.
It's like GMs in baseball. You just get around things and see what happens.
That's right. Okay, now we're going to hear from the flag football bro.
Yeah, who unfortunately has had a bunch of footage come out of him throwing the ball today, and it's...
What's his name again?
It's a rough... Deuce...
It's Darrell Doucette, but he goes by Hoosh because he looks like Hoosh. TJ Hoosh-Manzada.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game. I know he's right now the best in the league. I know he's more accurate. I know he has all these intangibles. But when it comes to flag football... I feel like I know more than him.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Look at him.
Oh, my God, that's a terrible throw.
Look at this. He looks like an angst team drama, like on the CW, and that's the quarterback.
He does. He looks like he was cast. You know, like how they sometimes you get sports movies and they cast somebody who can't even, like, it's like, how could you find somebody that can't even throw a ball?
That's him.
That's him. Although he does complete that touchdown right there.
He does complete the touchdown. And he's got a glove on his hand.
But he's talking about football IQ.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Patrick Mahomes responded with the
football IQ.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes responded with the 50 Cent meme of him going, me? Me? Just out of here. You know Patrick Mahomes is like, what? Are you talking about me?
He doesn't even care, bro.
No, but it's...
He's like Aaron Judge responding to that manager.
Well, it kind of goes, you were talking about the Noah Lyles, Tyreek Hill thing, and like, it's to a larger extent, like, we now feel... Jake Paul has this, like, with boxing. It's like, if you feel like if you get enough clicks, therefore you deserve the opportunity to go be, like, one of the best in the world. Like, that guy really thinks that Patrick Mahomes should have to compete against him. Like, Jake Paul beats a bunch of washed-up fighters and then thinks that he should have the right to go fight Canelo Alvarez. And then it's like, well, Canelo's terrified of me. He won't fight me. No, he's just the best boxer in the world, and he's not going to fight your dumb ass because you don't deserve it. And I thought Noah Lyles today kind of had the same point about Tyreek Hill that he made today.
Yeah, so Hill took to X, and he was encouraging Lyles to sign a deal to race him in a 50-yard dash.
50-yard dash.
And Lyles said, Tyreek is just chasing clout. Anytime someone fast comes up, he would try to race them. If he really wanted to race people... He would have showed up like DK Metcalf, and the man raced in the 60 meters this year in the Masters division. The man dodged smoke. I don't got time for that. He's challenging me. We're racing in the 100. We can race. If he's truly serious about it, and I'm not talking about you're just talking on the internet, you will see me on the track.
Yeah.
That's what Lyle said.
And he said, he went on to say, if you want to race me in the 100 meters. He said, I spent my whole life becoming the world's fastest man. He goes, you don't just get to jump the line to come race me in some arbitrary distance. He's like, if you want to say you're faster than me, here's the 100 meters, line up and race me. And I, you know, as much as I think Noah Lyles is kind of a blowhard, I think he's got a point.
So he's saying he doesn't want to do the 50?
No, he's saying if you want to race me, come to a track.
Why would Hill pitch a 50?
Because he knows
he can beat him in the 50 and not the 100?
Yes, he knows he has zero chance to beat him in the 100 meters. And so that's what I'm talking about. We've gotten to this weird point in this world where we're someone who's an amateur. And yes, Tyreek Hill is an amateur runner. He just is. And he wants to go. That man just won the gold medal in the 100-meter dash, and Tyreek Hill is like, well, I'm faster than he is. Therefore, you race me on my conditions. Why would the fastest man in the world go down to your level? And that's what I'm saying about, this jackass, flag football guy. Again, the Jake Paul thing. There's another guy. There's this influencer named Speed who's out there, and he's always challenging NFL players and professional athletes to do things. And it's just we've now reached this level where if you have a YouTube channel and you've got some followers, you think that now you deserve the right to call people out. And if they don't want to do what you want to do, then somehow they're ducking you. Like, as if the best in the world is ducking anybody. You literally just ran in the Olympics and you think he's afraid of Tyreek Hill? Stop it.
Now, this Yahoo Sports says Noah Lyles wants millions of dollars and no gimmicks to race Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, he's saying if you line up on a track with what we do in the blocks, 100 meters, like I've done 1,000 times,
then we can race.
We can race.
And he goes, wants a sponsor?
Yes.
And he says it has to be legit. I'm not here to do gimmicks. You're racing against a guy who has worked his whole life. This is the quote you're talking about. To get the title of the world's fastest man, and you've worked to be a great football player. You can't just jump the line. Yeah. So.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the most valid point in the world. It's you get these people sometimes now that walk into MMA gyms, where UFC fighters are. The best in the world, and some dumbass comes in off the street and is like, I'm tougher than you, I want to fight you. And the person's like, dude, get out of here. And they're like, you're a coward. No, but I'm a professional. I do this for millions of dollars. I'm the best in the world. You're an idiot on YouTube. I'm not. You don't get to come in here and fight me. Work your way up the ranks. By the way, sign a contract for millions of dollars, and then we can fight in the ring. But this, or in the cage. But yeah, we all have this thing now where it's like, well, it's the little, I'm entitled. I got a lot of buzz. Yeah. I got a lot of clicks, therefore I'm entitled.
I got to tell you, man, I'd love to watch Lyles against Hill.
Yes.
I'd watch it.
Yeah. But Tyreek Hill knows he has zero chance against him.
He's not going to do it.
He won't do it. Of course not. He might do it again if you did some sort of funky 50-yard dash with no blocks and all that, because then maybe you might stand some sort of chance. But, he's talking S. He's not going to line up and race him in 100 meters. He'll get dusted and he'll look like a clown.
I love that he offered him a 50-yard.
A 50-yard dash.
Yeah. I want to race. Could I beat Noah Lyles in a 5-yard race if he stumbles?
Yeah, if you trip him, maybe.
I'm gonna get you to trip him, and I'll and I win.
Yeah, and people are pointing out Noah Lyles is not a great starter. He gets That's Tyreek Hill's like, oh God, maybe if I get out fast enough, over 50 yards, he doesn't have time to run me.
Yeah, because Lyles was famously in 7th place 50 meters into the 100-meter dash, and then he made up all that ground.
I was surprised. I mean, I haven't watched much of Noah Lyles. Just this last Olympics, I was surprised that, because they always said that about him.
Yeah.
It's shocking
how
slow he is out
of the
block.
And then he just cooks everybody.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, just these weird challenges now where nobodies are calling out. And again, Tyreek Hill isn't a nobody, but he's a nobody in the track world. The last time he ran was in high school. And I love how people are like, well, he was a fast kid in high school. Okay. You're talking about racing the Olympic gold medalist. And I thought that was at least a good point. At least DK Metcalf ran in a sanctioned track and field event.
All right, up next, who is the best deep passer in the NFL last season? It's Isaac Kinsuke. We're at Tin Barrel Brewing on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.